So, as the rest of the rebels around you are mopping up whatever's left of the skeletons and the zombies, just the random undead or loyalists that were sent in here, there are cheers of celebration, but that face that Malady just made right there, yeah, you sense this isn't over. This was merely the first wave.
So, also while I'm still flying up there, I want to see, do I see Ling and Marina?
Oh, that's right. You flew up there. You do not.
Arcestrian is just holding his hand up, deadpan. He's just like,
you can fly on your own. I just wanted you to come with me.
you can let go now, can you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
You can still fly.
I'm flying.
Arcestrian flies down.
Okay. You don't see Marina or Ling. Just Okeanos.
And I fly down.
She is what, full goblin mode.
Do we see any other damage done to the city from breath weapons?
Not really. It looks like they concentrated everything on the top of the dome to give them a way in.
Interesting. Okay.
What is that realization face? What is it?
DM, how large is the hole in the dome? Like, how square footage wise?
We'll say maybe like 70 feet around. Ish. It's not a perfect circle, but, you know, elliptical.
Okay. 70 feet-ish around. Yeah, okay. Orchestrion's gonna fly off to, like, one of the, I guess, edges that's newly created.
Okay.
And it's gonna take me about 10 minutes. But guards and wards.
Let's find out what this bullshit is.
Do we have time for a short rest?
You will.
Okay, well then I will take it when we get to that.
Okay. All the doors in the warded area are magically locked as if sealed by an arcane lock spell. Okay.
But I can make it other shit.
Web fills all stairs in the area. Okay. Alright. Duly noted. Guards and wards is up.
It's one of those things or all of those things?
I think it's everything.
Really? Neat.
Okay, the corridors, stairs, doors, those all happen. And then at the bottom, other Ellis spell effect, you can pick one of those. Like, place dancing lights in four corridors, place magic mouth in two locations, stinking cloud in two locations. You can pick one of those. But the corridors, doors, and stairs effect, those all happen. So fog fills all the warded corridors, makes that all heavily obscured. All the doors are magically locked, as if by an arcane lock spell. And web fills, so are you doing just the ceiling?
I want to get as much of, like, the ceiling. I'm just thinking either, like, vines or web or something to the effect to, like, I mean, obviously it's probably not going to be as strong as glass or not glass, a metal, but just a, basically a new dome, like a temporary dome of bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
The best you could do with that is you could fill it with fog. You can fill the entire space with fog, so it's heavily obscured. They can't see through it.
Mm-hmm. Because I guess the webs doesn't work. It's only stairs for webs.
It's supposed to be stairs. I can give you that, too. I can say it's like fog and web at the top. You make like spider webs and fogs at the top to sort of create a temporary seal. How long does it last? 24 hours. Okay.
And then all of the people that I like can go through it. It's not affecting the good guys.
Okay.
But, and then I can do the other shit. The stinking cloud. I'd put that, like, by the, right outside the exit entrance of where we went into this, the bad part of the city before.
Okay.
How many people are here to fight?
Around 500. Why?
My mansion can only fit 100. Hmm.
Oh, that's true. I got some stuff, too, for that.
Well, people, may I suggest we regroup at the Laughter's Chapel?
I'm already there.
Ashley is already walking.
Okay.
As soon as he hears laughter, he knows what's coming next. On his way.
And as many as it can fit in. And it is wall-to-wall, like people are just trying to crowd in.
He would be doing this, but he's kind of like...
All good. And
with some, like, blood trailing out of his sleeve or something.
Fair enough.
So we're going to do a short rest. So then I'm going to get some spell slots back, and I'm also going to do my time healed all wounds. And I'm going to use all of that to heal everybody who wants to roll hit die.
Okay.
So what does that do?
So if you're rolling any hit dies for your short rest, you get an extra one from it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I will roll 3 into 4.
I'd get my spells.
I want some hit points. Yay! I'm almost up to full. That worked out great.
How long do the temporary hit points last from the bubble?
I think until you...
I don't know. It doesn't really say.
Oh, I think it's still
long. What's temporary hit points? How long do temporary hit points usually last?
Usually until you lose them or long rest.
Yeah, because the short rest on this did not take them away from me.
Yeah, no, it would be long rest is when you lose them. So, Brasslands is now holding court inside Laughter's Chapel and just sort of getting status reports from everyone. Now do we do? Any other breaches?
We saw the Death Knight. We killed the Death Knight. Was it?
Does Brasslands know of my guards and wards?
Or yeah. Not?
Okay, so...
Yeah, he's got some arcane knowledge. He saw what you did, and guards and wards, okay. As well done, Orkestion, but the webs and fog won't hold them for long. They'll be back soon. We need to be ready. I want rotating patrols all night.
Yeah, okay, we'll patrol.
Am I keeping you up, Melody?
Whenever I've had a long battle, I'm a little sleepy. Sir, Eve.
Does anybody around us seem off?
Yeah.
Anybody around us seem like, I don't know, they're disappointed or the battle didn't go as they planned or I don't know, something.
Make an insight check.
All right, let me guidance myself on this because I'm actively searching for it.
I agree. I've always been wondering if we've had somebody here the whole time, you know?
Ever since that first... thing, I'm like, and he's the dragon smiled at us. I don't know, something's off. Fucking, that was bullshit, is what that was. I'm making insight, you said?
Insight.
14.
Oh, that's okay. That's not awful. Taking a look around, you're not getting any vibes of any emotion that would seem out of place.
Got it.
I want to do something to the Laughter Chapel's door.
Okay.
I want to alarm the door.
Okay.
Maybe with my thread like along the bottom.
Okay.
And I want to say, ping, just our ears. If anybody passes through this door, that is not loyal to Brasslands.
So you're casting alarm and doing that.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone who is not loyal to Brasslands, ping my ear anytime anybody goes through. And I'm going to tell them through message what I did.
Okay.
I've been thinking about how to do this for a little while now, and I really want to know if we have any traitors here. Not that I suspect anything, but I want to know.
Something about that smile. I don't know. Sticks in my craw.
I think he was just happy to be killing things.
I guess everyone needs a hobby.
Yeah, but why not finish us off? Why fly away? Why let us win?
Oh, there's a plan.
Exactly.
There's a plan there.
We need to know what that plan is.
Yes, we do.
That is disturbing. I agree. In any case, for the time being, unless you're out on patrol right now, take a moment, catch a breath before you go out. You four, Ignis, and the rest of you, his A-team. Let's a meeting after the meeting, shall we?
The gentleman that had the pod, is he very much dead? Or we can save him?
Oh, no, he was dead.
He was dead.
Dead.
The one who came through the ceiling?
Yeah, that guy.
It was like
splat.
I was trying not to get too graphic with the description, but it was like they weakened the ceiling and then threw him through it.
Does that mean that the pod is useless to us now?
No.
No, he... Oh, no, yeah. No.
As long as someone knows how to use it.
Yeah.
Cast it. Okay. I read the spell. Okay. I remember everything ever. That's not Victoria's Mikado, it was Malady.
So, as you're leaving the main room of Laughter's Chapel and going back to Brasslands' suite, where you're all sort of familiar now, He puts down the blunderbuss and he just kind of stretches. Lionel! And he just sort of signals. And Lionel, one by one, just skates around the room and just has like glasses of wine for everybody. And this is not the normal wine you've been drinking. This is really good shit. This is like borderline port. Mm. It's got like faint like blackberry notes to it. It is like really good shit. I've been saving this. Figure now's as good a time as any, since we're all probably going to be fucking dead in 24 hours.
Damn. Okay.
So.
I thought that conversation was going completely in a different direction.
Except for you four, and you, and he points to Yor. You all have to get your asses to Dragon Throne when the time comes. You know what to do. He signals to you, Malady.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Oh.
Knowing that we're setting ourselves up to fail, knowing that there's nothing here. I don't want to just... I want to just... everybody to leave right now.
I don't want them to follow us at full strength to Dragon Throne. I want to take...
Wouldn't they do it anyway? Are we actually going to be able to take down even one of them?
I'd like to take out at least one of them. I think we can drop at least one.
Well, then I'm okay with it.
We got word to Arya that you're going to be on your way soon. You know to use the circle to get you to the rendezvous point. Her scouts will meet you there. It's been, And his eyes begin fluttering. It's been good meeting... Apologies. All of a sudden I get very tired.
No. Identify on the wine. Is that going to help me figure out if it's poisoned?
Identify on the wine?
Yeah.
The wine you're holding?
Yeah. I want to make sure my properties use them, require... No, it's just for items, magic items, right?
Yeah.
Do I suspect this is something?
Make an insight check.
I have zero insight.
That's insight? What do you want from me?
You can just tell me what I want to know.
No. Been doing that for 13 years.
Ooh, 15.
15? Mm-hmm. No one else in the room seems to be having a problem.
I'm going to walk over and hold his hand.
It's been a pleasure being able to lead you for this time. And remember, I'll destroy the...
Lesser Restoration.
And as you're casting it, he drops face first onto his desk. As you're about to cast it, Ignis moves in and pushes you away. And she hooks him under his arms and just sort of lays him down. She looks up at Pandora and Melly. Says, "You're sure this will keep him out?" "Yes, we worked on it. He'll be out for the next 24 hours.
Explain yourselves immediately before I fireball this entire room.
He wanted to go down with the ship. He's needed more in Dragon Throne than he is here.
I agree.
You need to take him with you.
I agree.
He would have never gone willingly.
I agree.
It was my, on my orders that they did this. Consider this the last order I will ever give you.
So you're going down with the ship instead?
Someone has to.
I agree!
And he is far more valuable to you in Dragon Throne than I will be.
All right, hero complex.
Takes one to know one.
You only put it in his glass, right?
Yes. So they pull him away before I'm able to cast it?
Yep. Ignis was like... She was like standing like this, waiting for shit to happen.
I can literally see Rebecca standing there trying to... touching it.
Come on, old friend. And she picks him up in a fireman's carry, and she's going to go place him in the pod now and like leave him there. And she grabs a little bit of his gear. She grabs Thomas. She takes the blunderbuss. And hand me that over there, too. And she points to a bag of holding that he had. Mm. Throws that in there. All right.
I might know this, I think, through Noodles. You need something he had of one of the former friends of his.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. What about those? Were there? And I'll point at his weapon storage.
Well, not just the weapons, but what is it?
I know what you mean.
Right, yeah. Like,
I'll take care of that.
Not necessarily
weapons. Yor speaks up and just sort of like does the parting of the sea. I'll take care of that. He grabs it. I think it's going to greatly piss him off that I'm the one holding this, but in a way it makes perfect sense too. I'm not anticipating a good reunion.
Do I know that Rogar... You're talking about Rogar,
yes.
Right?
What do you know? What do you want to know?
Is he alive? Is he around?
You know, Rogar... Rogar was never reported dead. Rogar survived the Battle of Dragon Throne. That is confirmed.
Mm.
History confirms that. But there was a falling out over the death of Pox, and Rogar just sort of went and just kind of is doing a Kanan Kung Fu kind of thing.
Okay. He's been kind of fucked off, and now he's off the grid.
Yeah, in and around Dragon Throne.
Okay.
Well, okay. Are we leaving now?
Guys?
Or are we staying for the next wave?
I think we're staying for the next wave.
I think we're staying because if we're going to be able to help them at least take down one of these dragons, it will help us in the long run.
Yeah, it will.
Whatever we can do today will help us tomorrow.
I don't know much about arcane magic, but you could do something like teleport yourself to the pod and then use the pod to teleport out, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Then make sure when it's time to go, everyone stays near you. Everyone who's going stays with you.
How am I going to destroy the arcane thing when on the other side? I mean, I guess I arrive and then I can destroy the one that's by me.
Melly speaks up. I'll take care of that.
Okay.
What?
Your imitation of mom is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I'll take care of that. It has to be done on this side. Arya will have people who know how to do it on the other
side. So then I'll need to teleport you with me, right?
Yes. I'll stay close to you.
Okay.
Got any more of his wine?
The Olivaro, the human barbarian, reaches for the bottle. He takes a swig of it and then gives you the rest.
Thanks.
I like the cut of your jib. Bang!
Do I take damage?
No. I thought about it. All right. Well, who's taking first watch?
I feel okay right now. I'll do it.
I'm feeling okay. I'll join her.
All right.
I guess we can sleep.
Yeah, I'm also going to need to go back to the temple.
Okay. We'll do that. Then we'll worry about watches.
Okay. Got it.
Before we do that, anyone have anything?
So we're going to the temple.
Well, yes, he's going to the temple. Zarkon's going. I mean, you guys can go with him if you want, but Zarkon's going to the temple.
Yeah, I gotta go to the temple.
Zarkon,
I got shit I gotta do.
What are we doing at the temple, Zarkon?
I am going to try to pray and meditate. What time of the day is it right now?
Oh, it's night.
It's night?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're pretty much bedding down for the evening.
Yeah, and the night patrols are on their way out.
All right, I'm going to give it a shot. Divine intervention.
Okay.
No.
I think I've only seen it live at the table. I've only seen it succeed like maybe 3 times.
Yeah. I want to try to do it pretty much. I mean, right now I'm trying to contact my icon to give them a warning.
Okay.
Of what's happening. Like, because I need to know, make sure they're okay. I need to know.
As you are exiting the temple, that red dragonborn cleric of Raz is going in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just sort of a knowing pat on the shoulder kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
As you pass and you leave, you're resting first. You and Orchestrion are resting first. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Malady and Ashley are going on patrol. Malady is getting food ready, so we'll leave the rules to you, Ashley. Make... let's do perception checks, shall we? Let's
do a perception check. So I'll just take advantage on that because she's helping me.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Because I'm actually good at...
For the most part, yeah. It's going to get a little wonky because it's going to be interrupted, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, I would be doing the perception anyway because I got +7. For an 18.
Okay. All seems to be well in your part of the dome or what's left of it. And you don't find any other damages, really, or any other holes in the fortifications. It appears that they concentrated everything on the dome.
I was thinking about seeing if I could sense any dragons around as a favored enemy. But it's advantage on survival checks to track them.
Yeah.
So that would not help at all.
Yeah, this isn't really tracking.
Yep.
I'm just trying to nap as hard as I can.
Okay.
All right, buddy. I'm just walking past you.
I am going to expend 1 ranger spell slot.
Okay.
To sense whether any aberrations, celestials, dragons, elemental, fae, fiends, or undead are present within 1 mile of me.
Within 1 mile?
Yep. Okay. Or within 6 if I'm in my favorite terrain, which is mountain swamp grasslands. So, probably not.
Yeah, this is an urban environment, so yeah. No, but within 1 mile?
Yep. But I figured that's a good idea.
Sure.
Because they could be hiding out nearby.
Okay. Yes, on dragons and undead.
Great.
The feature doesn't reveal their location or their number. But nope. Yes.
Just that they are around.
Yep. Yes on dragons and yes on undead.
Mm-hmm. I figured as such.
I don't know anything. I'm asleep.
Okay.
Right. I mean, when the watch is ending, I will relay that.
Okay. For the sake of it getting wonky, like watches are getting interrupted and things like that, I'm just going to give everyone a long rest.
Thank God.
Cool.
And we'll handle Zarkon and Orchestrion's watch when Victoria comes back, just because I want everyone at the table.
Spoiler. Do you want us to before until we roleplay the watch before we take all the rest? Or?
No, you can do it now.
Okay.
No, you can do it now.
At dawn so I can reset my staff, or is it pre-dawn?
It's pre-dawn.
Pre-dawn. Okay. You're sleeping right now, in theory.
Yes.
You got it.
Thank you, DM.
You're welcome.
So,
I tried that shit once. Like, well, you guys had the long rest, but you didn't. But I slept for 4 hours. Check the fucking long rest.
Yeah. Do we walk around? See what we see? Anything?
Yeah, I want to get to some sort of vantage point where I can see stuff.
How far away? I'm just curious. It's dark out. How far away is dawn?
4 hours.
Oh, it's the middle of the fucking night then.
Okay, so
we're just watching.
All right.
We're just walking around.
Mm-hmm. Go out, give me perception checks.
You know, it could just all come out.
Ooh, nat 20.
Oh, I got a 15.
So that's going to be perception, you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So that's going to be 32.
God damn.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And just so you know, I have Eyes of the Night. So I have dark vision out of a range of 300 feet.
Oh, wow. Ooh. I got dark vision 60 feet.
So I can Eyes of the Night allows me to share that, but I believe that's like a racial ability or a Twilight. No, it's a Twilight Cleric ability.
Okay.
You can share it with other people, up to 6 people, right?
Up to 5, yeah.
Damn.
So 6 people total.
Okay. So Zarkon, as you and Orchestrion are out on patrol, and you're in the section of the yacht.
You know what? I'm going to share it with you. Why not?
Thank you.
Okay.
You now have it as well.
As you're out on patrol in this in the section of the dome that you've been given, there's like these little doors that go, these like metal doors that open up inside like the walls of the buildings and the city walls that the automatons come in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
You see one. These never stand open. They're always like, one will flap open, automaton comes out, and then it closes behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You look over and you see one is open, stuck in the open position.
Okay. I'll go over and investigate.
Okay. As you get closer, you can see that there's a piton stuck in there that is keeping it open. And as you approach, it's like an alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the other end of the alleyway, the door is about maybe 10 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the other end of the alleyway, you see someone laying down in the alley. You see like a crumpled someone on the ground.
Okay, I will alert Orchestrion.
I see that.
And
so we're looking into this like sort of.
No, it's an alleyway.
It's an alleyway.
The alleyway. The door opened. The open door 10 feet down, and then down the alleyway there's someone laying on the ground.
And we can see it.
How far away are they?
10 feet away from the open door.
All right, let's see who it is.
Okay. You run over, and they almost appear to be sleeping. Their eyes are like half open and just sort of staring up lifely. In Air Genasi, in the robes of like some sort of mage, you've seen them in the Enclave before. They are definitely one of the rebels. And they're sort of laying, like, cockeyed on their backs. Sort of half, they almost look half asleep.
Do they look injured?
Make a medicine check.
Can I do like a perception or investigate on the person, on the area? Because do they have like a grenade on them? Are they a trap type of thing?
Okay, make an investigation check.
Investigation.
Medicine, 24.
24, okay.
Investigation, 22.
Yeah. 22, okay. As Zarkon is flipping the body, flipping the body over, you look and you see several sets of footsteps leading away, of footprints leading away from this. And when Zarkon flips the body over, you can tell that it is dead because there is a crossbow bolt in the back of his head.
All right, I'm going to take out the crossbow bolt, and I'm going to try to cast Spare the Dying.
Spare the Dying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Touch a living creature that has 0 hit points. The creature becomes stable. Spell has no effect on undead or constructs.
Okay. He begins breathing,
mm-hmm.
but does not wake up. You can tell he has survived the wound somehow.
Okay.
Because I rolled good on the death saves.
All right, so that's the case. Let's get this guy stable, because I want to know what the hell happened.
I hate the sounds. I hate the mood.
Gonna cast Healing Word first level. I just want to get this dude up.
Nothing is so nerve-inducing than when shit's going down and you know your character is asleep.
6 hit points.
Okay.
Is that enough to like wake him up?
Damn, he immediately is going to try to pull the bolt out.
What happened?
They're inside.
Who's inside?
They're inside the walls.
Who's inside the walls?
Maybe 8 of them. I saw one coming out of there. That leads to an air vent outside, I think. I think that's how they got in.
Who got in?
Keshran goes, the blood brew?
Is that what they're called? One of them shot me with this.
It's the blood brew.
Let's go.
So, I can only do, I think, one person. It's, goddammit, it's 500 feet. How far away are we from, like, where we need to be, basically? We're outside, right?
Yeah. Let's see, how far away? Okay, I'll put you about 150 feet away from Laughter's Chapel.
Dimension door.
Let's go.
So you're willing. He's a willing participant in Dimension Door, so I don't have to like fight him.
No, he's a willing participant.
So I'm gonna cast that. I think we're leaving this guy here.
Okay.
So you're good, right? You're good.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks.
Here's some gold. Here.
What?
Dimension Door out.
He's gonna die.
He's not. He's fine.
This whole place is a fucking powder keg ready to go. Here's some gold. Live a good life.
I know you have been inconvenienced, and I am prepared to compensate you. Can we spend $1 million American dollars? Very well, $2 million. If you know, you know.
That is correct.
God.
If you know, you know. Okay, so you're
right. I know, but that was still pretty funny.
I used Dimension Door to get me and Zarkon basically as close to Laughter's Chapel as possible.
Okay.
I guess we're there now.
Okay, yeah, you're at Laughter's Chapel. There's only a few people lingering around inside. Mostly everyone's out on patrol or asleep.
We're running in. I'm like, pots and pans. Like, wake up.
Okay.
I'm going to go find them and wake them up.
Okay, so Orchestron is doing the Paul Revere, two arms.
Yeah.
Zarkon is heading for your rooms. He wakes both of you up in succession.
Well, oh boy, I guess it's that time. All right, let's go.
Is Brasslands went away, or is he in the pod?
He's in the pod, out.
I'm going downstairs to the pod to check him.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah, you're right.
Run.
Shit's starting to pop off here, so I gotta make some notes.
What the fuck is this?
This is my horror playlist.
Yeah, I can. It's got me fucked up.
You're welcome.
I know, I love it.
All right. Okay, as you run down the stairs, Orchestron, to where the pod is that they placed Brasslands inside, you burst into a scene. Olenna and T-Rex were the two that were guarding him. Olenna being the dwarven ranger and T-Rex being the half-orc fighter with the Moonblade that were guarding him. Olenna is slumped on the far wall. She has three arrows sticking out of her chest. T-Rex is currently surrounded. He is on the ground. He has a human man and a snake, humanoid snake kind of person who's got like the snake eyes, each holding one of his arms. There is a bugbear behind him, like with a spear across his neck, and they're just sort of like holding him in place. Milling about, like just covering the scene with weaponry, you have a silver dragonborn who has like sort of Brassland-like gear around him. He's got like these tinkering sort of machinery on his armor. You see a male satyr, an elf in like dark cleric armor, and a human with a bow who was standing over Olenna, kind of grinning. Brasslands is still in the pod, out cold, and holding him by his collar like this, you see a male half-elf holding a crossbow pointed at the back of his head. And you run into the scene. Well, another one joins the party. And we'll pick up there after the break.